So today let us talk. If you have anything to ask, then let us share something like related with the health, fitness. It's a four aspect of life, like we always call like four dimension of health. Four dimension means what? Mental, spiritual, physical. Okay. It's connected with the mental health, psychological. You said mental, spiritual, physical. Yeah? One more. That is also connected with mental. Just, we are very close. We are very close. Baba always tell about that. Nipabe? Social. Sangatan. Group. Baba don't want to leave his children like just sit alone and do meditation. That is also, but social health. Four aspect of, like we say always, four dimension of health. Physical, mental, social and spiritual. So under the mental health, you are right, like psychological and emotional, it's under mental health. Yeah? So before that I ask, do anyone have any question related with health? Any kind of health? Yes? Actually, I can give you answer in Ahmedabad, this is Gujarat state in India. They have a CNG, yeah, auto rickshaw, it's no pollution. Yeah. So they are taking states, like besides Brahma Kumari also, the other institute, they are already implementing that. So they have even the buses, like it's CNG, auto rickshaw, car, motor cars. Yeah. Okay, but related with that, like Calcutta is a one biggest city, cosmopolitan. So in that city, so much pollution. That is also how we can prevent from that. Because so much carbon dioxide, and we always talk about detox. Detox your body. Detox your mind. Detox your schedule. Yeah? So the first thing I would say, start your day. Let us talk about the normal health. Yeah? And then we can combine with the Brahman life. So it's good start, like pollution, yeah, pollution free. So first detox yourself, but you should know what is the detox, yeah, and is there are a way that you can detox easily at your own, or you need to take support of other things like to detox yourself. But the answer is you can detox yourself on your own. You can heal yourself. Like we always say, it's pranayama. Yeah, breathing techniques. How many in this group, they do exercise every day? 1, 2. Okay, out of 12 is 2%. Why the 10% are not doing? Lazy. Good answer. And? No importance. You don't know the importance. You want to know about the importance? Okay. Yeah. And? Kaki, yeah. Either or. Or? And? Sorry? Huh? Cold. That's an excuse, huh? It's cold here. Yeah. And? See, some people, they have always answers, yeah? Always quick answers. You can just ask why you don't want to do exercise. Lazy, no time, don't know about the importance. Or before 5 years, the people used to give answer, it's a body conscious Brahmin. Yeah, especially just Brahmin people. I'm in this field, although I'm a sports person since my childhood, but officially like fitness consultancy course or dietetics part, I'm in this field last 15 years. So I was talking with Lachhu Dadi and Badi Dadi. You know Lachhu Dadi? Everyone knows Lachhu Dadi? Yeah? The interesting part was, she used to come with us and we, you know, like as a friendly talk, she was showing the exercise, which exercise they were doing in those days, like I think 45 years back. She was telling me, you can come here, yeah, because we can see sister, yeah. She used to always mention about the exercise what Brahma Baba and Mama they were doing in Shanti Peace of Tower, yeah, in that place. Or the second part was what the exercise pattern was, they used to go climb the hills. You must have heard about that. See, this two part of exercise and in the morning time, yeah. So it is not body conscious. I am not agree with that, absolutely 100% not, because in 1937, before 74 years, like we are celebrating now Platinum Jubilee, so in our Brahmin life also, Brahma Baba started, and at the age of 93 or 94, he was able to walk properly, he was able to do all his activities normally, because physically he was fit. And the second part, I used to go Prakashmani Dadiji, Badi Dadiji, for her exercises last 5 years, like 2002 to 2007, every day, just because of what, to mobilize her all the joints, yeah, and all the body parts. She was also showing what they were doing exercises in those days, yeah. So the lazy word, I'm telling you, at the age of 82, 83, Dadiji passed away at the age of 87, yeah? At the age of 82 or 83, and my own experience, almost 5 years, 365 day, yeah, in a year, you know, person like me also, I'll feel like, you know, I don't want to do exercise today, I just want to take break. But Dadiji was so determined and disciplined. Okay, she knows the importance. You ask, we don't know the importance. She knows the importance of the exercise she use as a medicine. Yeah? Some people, they are so lazy, they always tell, okay, for just give us pills, tablets, yeah, but we don't want to make any hard work, we don't want to do any exercises. Exercise means not like you need to go and attend gym or you need to go and attend any club. Exercise you can do at your own place, your center, your workplace, at your home, if you have a ground, or if you have such a small one room even, but you can manage with that. Just take out at least 30 minutes. Ask me why 30 minutes. Then you know it's interesting. Suppose, okay, I said okay, 5 minutes, yeah, 5-10 minutes, just eat fast. What will happen? Digestion problem, yeah. And if I say, okay, I have just 5 minutes, 10 minutes, do exercise fast. Okay, it's enough. That is also wrong. We have ATP channel. It's an energy calorie burning cycle in our body. That starts after 15 minutes. Like, see, why we are doing 45-minute Amrit Vela? You know that official time. What is the official time? Tell me, what is the official time? 4 to 4:45. Yeah. And why it's not 2 to 3 o'clock? 2 to 2:45. Have you thought about that any time? We go to sleep. See, in universal, not in only in Brahma Kumaris, 3:58 is a Brahma Murat. Yeah? It's officially everywhere in Bharat, because it's the Shastra or whatever the rituals, 3:58 is a Brahma Murat, and absolutely with that content we start our Amrit Vela 4 o'clock. Yeah? 4 to 45 is a Brahma Murat. Brahma Murat. It's an auspicious time. And see, it's not like 4 to 4:10 or 4 to 4:15. Yeah? The timings, meditation. Because you need to sit exactly 45 minutes, even in our exercise session, it's officially 45 minutes. See, I never thought about that. The meditation Amrit Vela is 45 minutes and our exercise session is also officially is 45 minutes, but you can extend about 60 minutes. Yeah. But if you do after that, like if suppose the overweight or obese person come to me and he want to lose or she want to lose 10-20 kgs, yeah, and if the person wanted to do exercise about 2 hours, 3 hours, what do you think? They will lose more weight? Why? No. If the person is not tired, okay. 2 hours. See, whatever, like in 45 minutes or 60 minutes, whatever you do, that only your body takes and that your body work. So whatever the calorie burning time, if you do in 45 minutes, you will get the best result. Rest of the time, whatever you do, it's all psychological. Yeah? So, see, the interesting thing, 45-minute meditation, it gives the strength for next 24 hours, right? If you miss Amrit Vela, definitely you will feel you have missed something. And it bothers all during the day. The same thing, 45 minutes, whatever you do, workout or exercise, it burns the calorie next 12 hours. The same thing, like, because we are talking about the mental health and physical health, the same. But if you have a target of like 30 days, if you give a target 30 days to yourself, whether you want to focus on your diabetes, cardiac problem like cholesterol, triglyceride problem, or to reduce your weight. If you give target yourself, suppose it again includes your age factor, your work type, where do you stay, maybe in UK or Australia or Florida or Sri Lanka or Malaysia. It's again a different according to the weather. You need to check what exercise you do and what type of diet you eat. If I give you Indian diet, it won't be suit you in your place. Yeah. So whatever your local food and local fruits, you need to take support of that and you can achieve or you can target your goal. Like they gave me a challenge, one of the Mount Abu local, because now Mount Abu schools are closed because of the holidays. Because winter they always have a holiday for 3 months. So one boy, 11-year-old from Gujarati family, 11-year-old You know how much he is carrying his body weight? 82 kgs. And his age is 11 year. Why he gain his weight? Because of his mother. She feeds all the time. Whatever the boy wants, because she have only one son, and she want all the time, like 5 to 6 times. All, you know, Gujarati food is always with the ghee and special mithai. Yeah, and the boy came and he brought his mother. He said, "Mother, I want to lose my weight, but because of my mother, I am not able to lose my weight." So anyway, we have given him a target of just 5 days, because I wanted to see. The first is metabolism, because when the fat accumulates in the body, of course your metabolism goes down, right? It's sluggish. So whatever you eat, the expenditure of calories rate ratio is less. Yeah. So because of the more fat, the person is not able to reduce his weight. He need to take support of the exercise, like different part of the exercise. I gave him a diet because, see, it's the same child is there. So he wanted to eat all the junk food, fizzy drinks, cold drinks, ice cream, pasta, because they have a 2 5-star hotel in Mount Abu. So whatever he just want, he can get it easily. That's not a problem for him. But the challenge was for me, like they just told me ki if he lose at least 0.5 kg in 5 days, so let us see ki what he can do further 3 months. But see, what I'm telling, as the age factor, body height, you need to count your calories. You know that how you can count your calories? Is anyone knows? Because these are all basics, like who am I? I'm a soul. Like same thing, you know how much your height and how much you should carry your body weight. Is anyone knows? No. Anyway. Yeah? Okay, in 5 minutes, for 10 minutes we are going to do exercise, yeah? See, if the person have his height 150 centimeters or whatever, 165 or whatever, yeah? Measure your height just minus 100. Okay, 165, what is the ideal body weight? 65, right? So take your weight, whatever your height, take your weight, yeah? So maybe you have a target of to lose 10 kg, 15 kg, 30 kg, 50 kg, whatever. Yeah. So first, just calculate that. And the second is, what is your age factor? But I have learned from Iyengar, B.K.S. Iyengar, his age is 96, as our Dadiji's age, 96. And he introduced pranayama to the world. Like Iyengar, pranayama is very famous in the world. And he can do headstand, asana, still. Because of his constant practice, like how the meditation, same the exercise. Like 50 years, last 55 years he is doing exercise. That's why his metabolism is still at the high level. Yeah? So check your age factor. The third is, check your work type. Suppose the person is doing bicycling or gardening or heavy work. So heavy work is different. Some, maybe the person have a sedentary jobs. Yeah? Just sitting and doing office work or computer work. Third is moderate. Like just household work. Yeah? So check yourself. Are you in three category? Which category you have? So according to the work type, the person needs salary. Yeah? Like suppose I'm giving you a one like lunch plate, yeah? Suppose dal, we are just talking about the Madhuban now, Madhuban food, yeah? Two chapati, dal, sabji, salad, chaat or curds, yeah? And what else? One vegetable. Rice, 1 cup. Okay, rice, dal, sabji, two chapatis. Again, I'm mentioning two chapatis, salad, and chaat or curd. Okay, 6 to 7 items you have. But that bhojan, and if I say, okay, today is a feast, like aloo vada or samosa or whatever the deep fried. See how we measure the calories. That why I'm explaining you. Suppose there is a one samosa. Yeah? In one samosa, the calorie is 300. 330 or 300. And if you have two chapatis and vegetable and salad, it's 300. What happens when we eat the full lunch and plus two samosas? What will happen? 660 plus 400, 1060 calories I am eating at one time. But my requirement of the body requirement is just 1200 calories or 1400 calories during the day. Yeah? See, it's so interesting. And that's why if that accumulates actually throughout the year, and how the body also accommodate that food. So, and suppose bhog, what our Sadgurvar, Brahma bhog is there always. Two jalebis, two gulab jamuns, cake, custard, whatever the sweet, and plus deep fried, whatever the deep fried, it is so yummy and tasty. I do understand. But what we always tell, how you can check and how you can avoid your extra calories. Okay, fine. If you want to have samosa, no problem. You cut down your other rest of the meal. Have vegetable, salad, soup. Soup, if it is available, have two samosa. Yeah? And if you want, just take out the half portion of that cover. Yeah? If you want to maintain yourself. But you, because I'll just mention one, I'm sharing one. Two sisters, they came in October. They came, like they arrived 12th of October. And then 20th of October, they came twice, yeah? 12th and 20th. 12th October, their body weight, and 12th October, their body weight. Yeah? What was the difference? 3 kg, 4 kg gain. They said, we ate. We are so relaxed. Just in Baba's home, sleep, sitting, meditation, class, eating. So in 7 days, the person can gain weight. Yeah? But if you have walk, like there is Naki leg walk or you have different activities, definitely, okay, 1.5 kg body weight. At least 50% you can manage yourself. Yeah? So these are very practical things. Sometimes person have a problem of constipation. Yeah? And suppose today they have a constipation, but there is a food. There is such a feast. And they don't want to miss that. But with that situation, they eat second day of the full whole day food. Still constipation. Third day there is again, person like the food, and third day also they ate. What will happen? what we say, detox, the one word first. Suppose one bread piece and or one chapati, I just kept it here for 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, what will happen? Fungus? Yeah. See, in our stomach, Baba is always saying, don't carry the garbage of waste thoughts. But the same, don't carry the waste food. So first is, just if you have that problem, we have so many tips of for that. You need to first about the pay attention of your constipation. Because from the stomach problem, from the liver problem, all the problems like, yeah, simple headache, simple migraine, gastric problem, heart problem, heartburn problem, rheumatic arthritis, diabetes, because food is there, and so many things, obesity, if you eat fast, that boy, I mentioned about him, he was eating in 2 minutes, last 7 years, fast, he was just swallowing the food, and in five days, he lost 1 kg. And he ate 5 to 6 times a day. Yeah. And now I want you to do exercise with me and I'm doing with you. Yeah? So let us, are you ready? Yeah? Stand straight. Be comfortable. If anyone wants to come, come front. So take distance between both legs, shoulder distance. Lift your heels and toes. Yeah? Lift your heels and toes. See, you are balancing yourself because you are holding yourself. 2, 3, 4, 5, hand straight. Some are doing like this, hand straight at the ear level, 8, 9, 10, and both hands together. 90% people, they come with the back problem, yeah? So stretch your back, again roll on your feet, both hands together, elbow straight, hand straight. 2, 3, 4, 5, abhi karo, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now both hands tired. Now stand. Both hands rotation. Yeah. anti-clockwise.
Sometimes
First, I would like to mention correct your sitting posture. Yeah, your standing posture and sitting posture are very important to save from the backache or the because the weight comes on your knee. Yeah, whole body weight comes on the knee. But what we have observed, or it's a human being, it's always happened, like people, they sit like this. They feel so comfortable to watch whatever program or listen the class, yeah? They sit like this, or they sit like this. If something has happened, they always sit like this. Or they sit like this, yeah? But see, when this all postures are correct or not? So what is the correct? You can't sit like this. Yeah? Relax. Relax your muscles, relax your body. See, the scientifically and ethically, the whatever the back of the chair or sofa, yeah? And our back, it should be touched together. Like this chair, if I sit like this, so my legs are little bit up, so I'm feeling little bit uncomfortable. Although I want my back and chair back should be together. Yeah. What you do, your hip portion, just touch. Yeah. See. And sit correctly. Yeah. Your spine should be straight and erect. So whatever the simple problems like digestion problem or backache problems, you can just get cure 99% with your sitting postures. And how people stand? They will talk like this. So first, try to correct your postures. First understand ki why you need to correct, then you will correct. Yeah. And it's a vast subject actually, diet, nutrition or fitness or... But now we are going to conclude in 2 minutes. Yeah? Okay, we can continue 10 minutes. Okay. If you all are okay. How many glasses do you think you should drink water? 8 to 10. Not in Madhuban. Why? One glass you drink, 2 glass, 3 glass. Okay. And how many times you feel to eat, or you're agree with that? Okay. How many times we should eat in a day? 3 times. Twice. Breakfast and dinner. Okay, why no lunch? Drowsy. And? Eat when you hungry. See, why we should eat 5 times, 2 times or 8 times, yeah? Eating portion is very important. Suppose I have tuned in my mind that I am going to eat only twice a day or once a day, yeah? What I will do? I will eat extra portion for the next meal, yeah? So the load comes on your bladder. Suppose the person is saying that we feel drowsy, yeah? So you need to swap your meal with the other substitute. Like suppose person feel drowsy after breakfast also, yeah? When they eat heavy breakfast like parathas or any, when they start their day, one IP retreat, one Pakistani brother, he said, I eat every day in the morning halwa, puri and alu sabji. That's how I start my meal. See, everyone have their own strategy for the food, but we should divide our calories during the day. That is important, yeah? You can't do like 1000 calories your lunch time and 200 calories dinner time. So you divide. It's healthy. You should eat. Don't starve yourself, although you need to lose your weight. Because if you starve yourself, definitely you will gain your weight. If you eat after 3 hours, 3.5 hours, every after 3.5 hours or after 3 hours, yeah? But the portion what? I'm not telling eat 2 chapatis after 3 hours, yeah? There are carbohydrates, protein, vitamins, fats, fiber, yeah? So you need to check in that, like you should have roasted snack, like chickpeas or roasted soya bean, yeah? If you can have like fresh lemon juice and roasted snack, that's a very healthy snack, and it will boost your energy level. Like how you feel, is anyone feel like they want to sleep after the exercise, this exercise? No, after this exercise. See what happened while during the exercise, our happy hormone releases. You know which hormone? Which hormone? Endorphin. The name of the hormone is endorphin. It releases after the exercise. So it is mood alert. You feel happy. You feel happy or fresh or alert. Yeah? There's a different category. The same thing while having food. Some food, after having the food, you feel like aram se so jao, like sleep nicely, yeah? But some food, after having that food, you just want to do your next work, next task, yeah? Why it happens? Okay. In energy, which food stuff you get energy? Fresh fruits, raw fruits, yes. See, that's why we always say the person diet should be 20% acidic and 80% alkaline. Yeah? Alkaline means again fresh fruits, salads, different green. Yeah? Green juices, different, you can have a sunflower seeds, flax seeds, olive oils, sunflower oil, canola oil, ray oil, yeah, bran oil, that you can have as a dressing instead of white sauce, mayonnaise, yeah. The second is why you should have good carbohydrate in the morning. We always say have an apple or banana or porridge in the morning. Because our brain needs after sleep, like if you sleep 10 o'clock, I think everyone is going to bed at 10 p.m. or 12 p.m. is anyone is going 12 p.m. 10. So after 10, suppose you start your meal like 7 o'clock in the morning or 8 o'clock. So how many hours after 12 hours or 10 hours? Yeah. So our brain needs good carbohydrate that time because we start our engine. So have porridge, use whatever the nuts you want to take, like flax seeds, sunflower seeds, oats, muesli. Yeah. Soaked almonds, walnut, you can have that time. And fresh fruit with that. Apple, pineapple or banana. Pineapple is very good fruit. You get all the enzymes through that. Apple is also good, but you can have a variety. Yeah. And of course, then you can have mid-morning like green tea or fresh lemon juice or one serving of fruit or roasted snack. But don't give a long gap because the gastric juices, the secretion of gastric juices, always they secrete after 3 hours. That's why I'm telling to give something to your engine to maintain yourself properly. Because what happens nowadays, the people, they get infection very fast. If anyone or someone having fever or cough or cold, then the person is okay, but immunity level is so low, so they get immediately that cold. So that's why you need to detox, and that's why the interlink is you should do exercise, because there is no any other way to detox yourself through the pranayama or through the exercise. Yeah. When you detox yourself, then whatever you eat, like the good carbohydrates, there are simple carbohydrates and complex carbohydrates, like fat, sugar, it's a complex carbohydrate, yeah? But roti or wheat or multigrain food, like bread or boiled brown rice, these are good simple carbohydrates. That won't convert immediately into the fat or glucose. Is anyone is diabetes here? They have a diabetes? Okay. For diabetes, if you have lemon in your food, like 1.5 lemon during the day, like half or 1/4, it cut down the sugar. Yeah. And don't drink fruit juices, because it always again you can shoot up your sugar. Yeah. So have fruit, but there are certain fruits you can't eat. And there is two type of diabetes, type 1 and type 2. So you should know yourself very well and don't follow anyone's diet plan or don't follow anyone's exercise regime, because maybe your body type is different and the other person is different. But what suits you? Because why I'm telling, there is a blood type diet also. So many people like, I like oranges very much, but according to my blood type, I'm not allowed to eat orange. But I like it. So check yourself, like how you feel, how you comfortable with the food. Maybe whatever you ate in your childhood, that suits you. Yeah? Whatever, like you, wherever you born, that sand, that air, also maybe in other, because so many people, they came with the complaint when they shifted or when they changed their country or when they changed their city, they get problem always, physical problem, health problem. So due to that reason, and the main thing is like whenever, whatever you are doing, don't leave that during like in a halfway. Suppose if any person like want to lose their weight and they want like 10 kg in a month, it is not healthy at all. 3 to 4 kg in a 1 month, it's fine. Yeah. But suppose in 1 month, you have a target of 6 months, yeah? In the beginning, 1 or 2 months, the person is not going to lose any kgs, yeah? But don't give up that time. Just wait and watch. Maybe your body is trying to accommodate what you are eating or what the pattern your lifestyle modifications. So have some patience, because it happens like they are having heavy exercise also, proper diet, but the person is not losing, but they still maintaining what they are carrying. Yeah, they are not gaining. So please check that, and maybe in 2nd or 3rd month definitely you will get the result. And the main question is, go for your health checkup wherever you are. Yeah, like annual checkup. So because now, because of the vegetarian, again Brahmin style, again our Brahmin culture is a different for eating, for the lifestyle again. But add at least healthy tips in that, like exercise, your drinking water, your sleep cycle. Some people, they come, they said they have a severe headache, severe migraine, because they are getting, like they are giving punishment themselves. They are not able to sleep like until 12 o'clock in the night, but they get up at 3 o'clock, just 3 hours sleep. And whole day is a hard work. So this is absolutely punishment for them, because no time in the afternoon. But at least you should see, instead of 3 o'clock, there is an official time, 4 o'clock. Yeah, we always say, get up at then 3:45, have 15-20 minutes nap after Amrut Vela and start your work. Yeah, of course you won't suffer from other diseases, because sometimes very rigidness also you get fallen sick in that. So please understand yourself properly, because you are the best judge of your body. And of course there is a balance between, definitely with the meditation also you can cure yourself and make the combination of your food, diet, nutrition, and simple your exercise part. Simple. Yeah? So that's all. Okay, Om Shanti. And if anyone want to know about the nutrition or anything, they can come to the, I'm there in Global Hospital. My name is Sujata. There is a dietetics department. If you have any query or anything, we are always there to guide you. Yeah? Om Shanti. And we'll just conclude in 3 minutes. Thank you for listening.
परम पिता को याद किए जा, याद किए जा, पिता को याद किए जा, परम पिता को याद किए जा, मुश्किल को आसान किए जा, प्यारे पिता को तू याद किए जा, प्यारे पिता को तू याद किए जा, जीवन चमन आबाद किए जा।